This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And a common question that people tend to ask is, how can I get rid of procrastination? How can I up my morale? How can I memorize more? And so on and so forth. You see? ولكن, you hanging around with these kind of individuals will only affect you. So one benefit that I wanted to mention is, what are some of the ways to kind of overcome this? The poet, he says, وَخَمْسَةٌ عِلَاجُ ضَعْفِ الْهِمَّةِ. Five things. It is the ilaj, the cure, the treatment for ضَعْفِ الْهِمَّةِ. When your himmah, your aspirations go down. قِرَاءَةٌ فِي سِيَرِ الْأِمَّةِ. Number one is, reading the lives of the great scholars of the past. Wallahi, that really, really helps. That's why when seeking knowledge, you should always have some raqa'iq, heart softeners by your side. Books of Ibn al-Qayyim, Sira Alam al-Nubala, which I know is a big book. There is some mukhtasarat, summarizations for it. And just books like that, that can just really, you know, soften up your heart. قِرَاءَةٌ فِي سِيَرِ الْأِمَّةِ وذكر فضل العلم والتعلم وصحبة الطلاب أهل الهمم. Next one, my brothers and my sisters, is just revising some of the benefits of knowledge and studying. You know what keeps me really going, my brothers and my sisters? If I was to ask everybody here, what is it that we're trying to achieve from this world? Where are we trying to get to? Everyone said Jannah, صح? Jannah al-Firdaws, that's where we want to go, right? What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about seeking knowledge? Jameel, Jazakallah khair. What's your name, akhi? Hisar, Jazakallah khair. Whoever takes a path in seeking knowledge, Allah will make his path to al-Jannah easier. Your path has been made easier. Someone might try to pay sadaqah, fast, do this, do that, great. But your path here is being made easier. And if you die in that path, even if you're doing a little a day, the hadith doesn't mean that you have to pack your bags and go to the other side of the world. Yes, that's the best thing to do, but you still fall under seeking knowledge if you are doing a little bit every day. وَذِكْرُ فَضِ الْعِلْمِ وَالتَّعَلُّمِ وَصُحْبَةِ الطُّلَّابِ أَهْلِ الْهِمَمِ. Accompanying individuals of high aspirations. Wallahi, that will really up your morale and make you feel better, encourage you. I'm going to memorize this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Would you guys agree with that? Majalis al-ilm, the gatherings of knowledge, is something that really does give you high aspirations, right? Before I move on to the next 2 points, inshallah ta'ala, because I mentioned three now, right? The first benefit that I took away from, I think, the haram, when I went there, and this was from Sheikh Ibrahim al-Rahili. I walked in, I saw a class and I sat down. And the Sheikh was mentioning a benefit and it really stuck with me. It was the first benefit that I took from the haram, I believe, at the time. This is when I went officially as a student. He was talking about high aspirations. My brothers and my sisters, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't reach that level of piety and righteousness except that he was trying to imitate who? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was the best in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was trying to imitate the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in as much as he could. This is why you find so many hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and with him was Abu Bakr and Umar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left and with him was Abu Bakr and Umar. So many hadith are like that. And he was always trying to be like them. You guys with me? Naam. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, always in competition with Abu Bakr in doing more khair, more good, righteousness, best in your time. That was the first example that he gave, and he gave another two. Then he also said, Al-Imam Muslim. guys know Imam Muslim? We always hear the hadith narrated by Muslim. Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhi, didn't reach the level that he reached except by imitating who? Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, who compiled the most authentic book after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, fiqh al-Imam al-Bukhari fi tabwibatih. If you want the understanding of Imam al-Bukhari, you find it in his chapter headings. Third example, who has an idea of what I'm going to mention? Allahu Akbar. Who said that? I heard it from here. Jazakallah khair. Brother mentioned it as well. Ibn al-Qayyim didn't reach the level that he reached except by imitating the best in his time or being around the best in his time, Ibn Taymiyyah. Allahu Akbar. When you look at Ibn al-Qayyim's arguments at times, you think, which world does he live in? His books are something else. Some of them have been translated as well. Right? He has a lot of books on heart softeners as well. How long do we have till the salah? Khamsa daqaiq? Tayyib. Number four. ونقلة الملول من صنف إلى آخر فيما نفعه قد حصل وعدم التحميل فوقه. If you're studying something and then your heart now becomes hard, move on to the next one. Or move on to something else, which will make you miss that which you left off reading. Today you're going through Usul al-Fiqh. I'll tell you guys something, right? I love Usul al-Fiqh. And I always go on about it in my lessons. Walala Sheikh Abdullah. Huh? And Usul al-Fiqh, my brothers and my sisters, is one of those topics that barida. Tullab just walk out class, you see them, no, I can't do this, like, I'll walk out. Huh? It can be very difficult at times to understand. But inshallah ta'ala, I have a plan to just really simplify more intermediate classes. Break it down, inshallah ta'ala, because usulul ilm is extremely important. So one of the great scholars who passed away said, al usul surun nusus min al lusus. Rhymes, sah? Al-usul, usul al-fiqh, is like the gates that protect the texts, textual evidences, from the thieves. These liberals, these feminists, and all these far-right extremists. And you got these guy. Anyways, these enemies of Islam. They use our text against us. The Orientalists, they learn our religion to use it against us. Walala. Usul al-fiqh puts a lot of things into perspective. That's why these Orientalists have a big problem with Imam Shafi'i. أول من ألف في الكتب محمد بن شافع المطلبي وغيره كان له سليقة مثل الذي عرب من خليقة, as صاحب المراقي mentions. First one that put down Usul al-fiqh was Imam Shafi'i. Wallahi, you can't read that all day. Usul al-fiqh, you can't, man. It's really difficult. It makes your heart feel a certain way. You're going to have to maybe turn to other sciences. Going to maybe have to read a kitab of Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, of Ibn Rajab, one of these heart softeners. Is that clear, my brothers and my sisters? So you move on from one topic to another, perhaps hoping inshallah ta'ala you will miss. This is why he says, لِكَيْ تَعُودَ نَفْسُهُ مُشْتَاقَةً. So you come back to it, craving it. And he says, وَعَدَمُ التَّحْمِينِ فَوْقَ الطَّاقَةِ. Not burdening yourself with more than that which you can bear. Don't push yourself. Don't be harsh with yourself, my brothers and my sisters. A lot of time what happens, one brother starts practicing, a sister starts practicing, she wants to like, بمعنى الكلمة ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Maybe that's not right istidlal or anything like that. She wants to do everything. He wants to do everything all at once. Extremely, extremely passionate. Right? That's why we tell the reverts, calm down. Take it easy. Take things slowly, slowly. Because as the Messenger ﷺ said, وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. Never is one harsh with himself. He overburdens himself, except he will just break himself. Are you guys with me, my brothers and my sisters? You'll just end up breaking yourself. That's why you need to take it easy. Wallahi, you need to take it easy. Because you might end up leaving talab al-ilm altogether and it's totally exhausting yourself. What do they call it? Huh? Burnout, sah? Burn yourself out. Take things slowly, slowly, slowly. If you feel like your himmah has dropped, take it easy, inshallah ta'ala, slow down on it and then move back up again. Don't try and do 20 things. You're not al-Imam al-Nawi. Sometimes one says to me, especially when I try to advise him to memorize the Quran and he's doing 10 things that, Akhi Imam al-Nawi rahmatullahi alayhi, kana yadrusu, he used to do nine sciences every single day. Akhi, anta lasta al-Imam al-Nawi. You're not al-Imam al-Nawi. Take it easy. Don't break yourself. Right? Start with the Quran, وَقَدِّمِ الْقُرْآنَ ثَبِّتْ حِفْظَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا وَأَدْخِنَنَّ لَفْظَهُ. Start with that, take a book on the side with it, and then gradually move on like that.